Two aging baseball players, Wilbert Robinson and John McGraw, were on a cold morning in 1904, sitting in a duck blind on the eastern shore, waiting for the ducks to take flight. They got to talking about how their bowling business back in Baltimore was falling off, and they concluded that they were losing customers because the balls in the pins were too heavy. Suddenly, the flock of ducks took off and headed skywards. McGraw said to Robinson, quote, "Those ducks look like 10 pins scattering," end quote. The remark set Robinson to thinking about the heavy balls, the heavy pins. Back in Baltimore, McGraw called on a woodworker and arranged for the manufacture of the smaller, lighter pins. Smaller, lighter balls already existed. McGraw and Robinson called their reworked game duck pins, recalling the moment of inspiration in the duck blind, the ducks scattering upwards in the morning light. So it was, beginning in the 1920s, in bowling alleys in Baltimore and across the country, the smaller, lighter pins and balls were being substituted for the larger, heavy pins associated with the game for centuries. But nobody in or out of Baltimore took these smaller pins, presented as duck pins, seriously. Until a day in 1939, in a bowling alley called Seidel's in the 4400 block of Belair Road, when a young lady found herself pinch-hitting for a cousin in a bowling league game. Her name was Elizabeth Toots Barger, and her spectacular performance that evening stunned the bowling world. Before she died in 1998, she had taken duck pins to glory and almost single-handedly made Baltimore a leading bowling alley center of America, the duck pin capital of the world. So famous was Toots Barger that her favorite bowling ball is housed in the Smithsonian Institute. Old ball players Wilbert Robinson and John McGraw should be alive to see what a flock of ducks can do for a town.